Okay. After he sees, I'd like to, if we have the time, to go through the Sifrei Limudim on the parasha that is basically the parasha of Tzedakah. In other words, with many places the Torah talks about doing chesed, where the Torah talks about being mistabik to Medeus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but very few places the Torah talks about actually how to give tzedakah. Here, in Parashat Kisiso, is a chiv every year, or even take a mashkin, the person does not give this form of tzedakah, and therefore, it's an ongoing halacha, we make a minhag of it in Erev Purim, but there's an inyan over here of Machzis HaShekel. And there's a lot of fascinating limudim we learn from Machzis HaShekel. I want to focus on that this year, rather than focusing on later parashas of the Eagle.
Is it stocker
to the base of Mikdash? Yeah, financing the base of Mikdash. So firstly, the first shayla I have is at this. The first kasha rather, I have is at this. Parashat Tetzaveh is a parasha primarily dealing with big day kahuna. Parashat Truma is a parasha that is dealing with big day with a kli hamikdash. Why is it? So it's a kasha. Ramban asks, why is it that parashat Tetzaveh at the end talks about one of the kelim that seems like an afterthought? It talks about Mizbeach HaKetores, as if it's an afterthought. Mizbeach HaKetores, you have in Pashtruma, you have the Menorah, you have the Shulchan, you have the Mizbeach, the outside Mizbeach Hadomo. Here you have Mizbeach HaKetores, Mizbeach HaZov, as if it's an afterthought, Pashtun Tzaveh. End of Pashtun Tzaveh talks about Vesisum Mizbeach Mita HaKetores, Aseshitim, as if after everything, what's going on here? Then the parasha connects it to the halachas of Neiros. So, Bahalis, Aranes, and Neiros, Ben Habayim, Yak Tirano, Ketores, Tomlis, Neshem, and Doriseichem. When do you bring the Ketores? When you light them Neiros. And then the parasha begins, Vadabashem, Vashem, Kisisis, Vashem, with Kudehem, the Machza Shekel. What connection does Parasha Tetzaveh have with the parasha of Machza Shekel? And what connection and directly does the parasha have dealing with Ketores and Mizbeach HaKetores have to do with the Neiros, connecting it with the Neiros, always connected with it within the parasha of the Halachos, connecting it to the Neiros of Ben Habayim? Now, in the Mishnah, you see the Mishnah in Tomid talks about you come in and you light some of the candles and then you go out and you bring the Ketores, you can't light that, the rest of the candles. There's a whole connection. What's the connection between the two? That's number one. Secondly, what is the idea of this half a shekel? Half a shekel is not a lot of money. And what's the idea of dafka half a shekel? The Ramban says if a person gave less than half a shekel or gave more than half a shekel, he's over an issa deraisa. He's over a lav of the pasuk where it says va'osher la'yarbe v'dala yamit. Why does the Torah give such a halacha? Meicha Teis, the Torah tells you, gives you a gvul of how much a person has to give to the tzedakah. Then give it every once. What's the osher le'yarbe v'dala yamit? Thirdly, what's the parasha saying? Ze yitnu kolo'eva l'apkudim machzis ha'shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh. What's machzis ha'shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh? Rashi says, the Mishkal HaShekel. It should say Machzis Shekel HaKodesh. You should give a half of a Shekel HaKodesh. Machzis HaShekel for Shekel HaKodesh. Also, Machzis is not a very Chetzi. Machzis HaShekel. Machzis. The Lashon Machzis is very unusual. What's the Lashon Machzis? Okay? Machzis. Machzis HaShekel b'Shekel HaKodesh seems to be redundant. Just say Machzis Shekel HaKodesh. Just Machzis HaShekel b'Shekel HaKodesh. Also, the word Machzis is a little is suspect. Chatzi, yeah. So the Sfas Emes says, name is Grandfather Chedush Harim, a Meir Yedigavot. He says there's a Mishnah in Shkolim. The Mishnah says in Shkolim, the Echol Ba'ador. Mashmim al ashkolim v'al aklaim. It's time of the year. We go walk around now. I had the opportunity yesterday. One of the most beautiful places in Eretz Yisrael is a place called Ga'ash. Yeah, a little bit further outside Herzliya. It's a place where there's unbelievable as a forestation. You see now the flowers growing and the vegetation growing, the yellows and the pinks and it. Unbelievable, all wild flowers, and you see the sea underneath. It's unbelievable, Gadlus HaBoyer. It's a time of the year, Ador, a time of the year when things start growing. So Mashmir ala Shkolim, you warn people about Shkolim to give their shekel, that's why we have Pasha's Shkolim, beginning of Ador. And also ala Klein, to warn people about Kilayim. Warn people about when you're ready going to the gardens now, doing a bit of gardening, be careful, don't do Kilayim. Warn about the two. So he says al Pidrush, a Moyed Gazach. He says that Al Shech HaKadosh brings it down already, Shema Kabbish brings it down, Rebbein Hasan Eibishit, so all we come to the same vault. Why is a Torah Mukhayev a person to give Machtis HaShekel? Why Dafka Machtis HaShekel? Why didn't he give a smaller coin, a full smaller coin, a Selah? Why Machtis HaShekel? Everyone knows this vault. Machtis HaShekel is appreciation. That however special a person may be, however choshev it may be, however great the level of Ruchnius, and whatever position they are in, Yiddishkeit, the mitzvah, your half. Your half, you never complete. Until you open your heart, until you bring the other person into your life, until you reach out and encourage somebody else to become part of you, and you to come be and become part of them, you are machtis. You're machtis, your half. They say, Kisisas Rosh B'nai Yisrael. When you become a Rosh B'nai Yisrael, how do you know if you're Rosh B'nai Yisrael? How do you know if you're becoming a person who is a Rosh B'nai Yisrael, a Talmud Chochem? Is lifkudehem. If once you start counting each person, once you start appreciating every person and reaching out to every person, that's how you know lifkudehem. That's how you know it's Reish B'nai Yisrael. That's how you know you're becoming great. In other words, how do you become great? How do you become a person who's above the average person? Is lifkudehem. Every person is special. I bring another person into my life. A difference between a godel and a person who's not a godel is how many people he includes into his circle of important people. Some people, important people, just apply to themselves, don't see further than their own nose. Some people, their family is important. Some people, their neighbors are important. Their city is important. Godless greatness is the more people that are in your circle that are mamish part of you. That is a godel. A godel of a Torah is a person of the whole world is important. Every person is possible. It's kudehem, and that's Machta Shekel. Machta Shekel is reaching out. Machta Shekel is opening your heart and saying, however great I am nothing unless I include somebody else in my life. That is Machta Shekel. And together with somebody else, we become whole. Says the Chiddush HaOrim, that's all beautiful, but there's a warning. What's the warning? The warning is, on the same time when you give a warning about, when you give a chiv of Machta Shekel, you make a warning about Kilayim. What's Kilayim? Kilayim is if you bond with the wrong people. If you reach out to Rishoyim, just like you can have an effect on them, they can have an effect on you. So at the same time, when we say reach out, open up your heart, set people into you, bond with other people, connect with other people, but at the same time, when you have a haskal, when you're maskirin, ala Kilayim, we're maskirin and Machta Shekel is the same thing. Machta Shekel and Kilayim is the same thing. And that you've got to always be aware, you've always got to connect the two and realize, however important it is to reach out, make sure you don't open your home, make sure you don't open your heart to such an extent that other people, chas v'shalom, can make you lukewarm, can minimize your levels of kedusha. The Gemara says, in the Medrash says, when Shlomo HaMelech was in the Sakan Erevin and the Tiddit Sadaim, the Gemara, Baskol went out and said, Im chocham b'ni yismach b'ni gamoni. If my son is a chocham, I'm also going to rejoice with him. So the Mefarshim asked, what's the grace of Gadlus for Shlomo HaMelech? Shlomo HaMelech was a chocham l'kol adam, tremendous chocham. What's this tremendous chochma that the pasuk of Baskol came out and he said, Shlomo HaMelech, ah, what a gadol, what a chocham, unbelievable. If you are chocham, you're mesakin until it's a dying, and mesakin erevin, what chochma? What's the idea there? So the Balei Musa explain. Balei Musa explain, beautiful vort. They explain that to be the gadlus of Shlomo HaMelech is to be mesakin erevin and until it's a dying. What's erevin? Erevin is all about opening up. Erevin is all about connecting. Erev chateres, erev tchumin, joining people in, making erev tchumin, making your chotzer, other people's chotzer, other people's chotzer, your chotzer, sharing bread, putting it in one house. It's all about bringing in other people, including more people into your realm of property. making your chatzis on the else's chatzis, Rishus Rabin, Rishus Yochid, making chatzeris. That's Shoyim HaMelech tikkun there. All the dinim of all the ins and outs, that's Shoyim HaMelech was mistaken it. That's gadlus. The gadlus is tremendous gadlus to open up, to bring up, bring people into your home, to open my Rishus Yochid, make it Rishus Rabin. At the same time, Shoyim HaMelech was mistaken Tiddus Adayim. Wasn't Tiddus Adayim? The halachas of the big day am ha'aretz of Tomei, the halachas of the dying shniyos hein, realizing what tumor is. Same time as bringing people in, you got to shut some people out and make myself tohir. However much I bring people in, I got to wash my hands. I got to make sure that chas v'shalom, I'm not mushbaf on the outside Tomei. I'm not mushbaf on the outside tumor. That's godless, HaShadok HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people working killed, oh, everyone's great, I love everybody and bring everyone in. Some people are only worried about tumor and tahara. Plus my family, I've got to insulate them, I've got to make sure they're careful, I don't want them to see any outside things, don't even speak to our relatives, those people aren't from, I don't want to go to the weddings. That's also a derech. But to get both together, to have bring people into your home, to mechazik them, and to keep them to the dying, that the baskol goes out and says, wow, Shoyim HaMelech, that's amazing. At the same time, when your machr is, machza shekel, that's until it's a dying. The pasuk says, Machsis, says the pasuk, Zayidnu kol ha'ovel ha'pkudim machsis ha'shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh. Whenever you have machsis ha'shekel, says Minchas Yitzchok, whenever you have machsis ha'shekel, the Torah tells you have machsis ha'shekel, take the machsis ha'shekel, make it a machsis ha'shekel. In other words, why do you have machsis ha'shekel? The limud of ha'alshich. Everyone's important. But when you join in, when you bring other people in, make sure it's shekel ha'kodesh. Make sure that the shekel that you're making, that big bomb that you're making to bring other people in, remains kodesh. Not chas v'shalom, this new matzbeah that you formed, joining in with other people becomes chas v'shalom choyl. Mach v'shekel, v'shekel ha-kodesh. That's a double loshen. Yeah? You get it, Adam?
Yeah.
Mori de gavot. Now there's all the same thing. It's opening up, stretching your hand out, but making sure that chas v'shalom is not being affected. How... Yeah, and the remez again, I told some of you this remez. Machtis. The whole thing is in the word machtis. Machtis is, you have, machtis is five letters. Mem, ches, tzadi, yutes. We have the tzadik in the middle. The tzadik in the middle of the word, the third letter, tzadik. The people who are close to the tzadik is ches yud. Machtis. Mem, ches, yutof. People close to the tzadik is ches yud. Those are chai. Those who keep away from the tzadik. The further away is mem tof or mace. Machtis, if you have, if you're close to a tzaddik, the closer you are to a tzaddik, the closer you become to chai. The further you are from a tzaddik, the further you are to, the closer you are to mace. And the idea is you've got to make sure that of course you open your house up, of course you open up your home, but make sure, chas v'shalom, that you keep hilchos tzedakah dayan. Make sure you keep the tum and tahara. That is the idea over here. And that, Rabbi Yisai, is the connection between last week's parsha, Parsha Tetzaveh, and Parsha Kisiso. What's the connection? The Ketores was made out of very, very complicated things. You work through the Pitim Ketores, Atzorev, Atzupayim, V'Hachelvano. Chelvano, what's Chelvano? Not sure what it is, what's Chelvano? Yeah, but what do you know the lotion of chel? What it is? You can look it up. Ask us later. Chelbano is I think it's uric acid. I think it's uric acid. Yeah, chelbano is a very foul. It's okay. Don't worry.
It's a Russian English,
right? Yeah, but do you know where it is?
This is
okay, look it up. So you have chelbano. Yeah, chelbano is very foul. Ask the Gemara. Why?
Galbanum.
Galbanum?
Like
Galbanum?
Yeah.
Galvana. Galbanum. Okay. So why do we have Chelvana? Why do we have Chelvana? The idea is, says the Gemara, because whenever we have Tfilis, we allow the Tfilis to be open up to Poishe Yisrael. We open up the Tfilis that Poishe Yisrael can also come in and join us in our Tfilis. Aldas amokoyim, aldas akohol, v'yishivu shamalo, v'yishivu shamato, onamachir in ispalim avarionim. Before we start, we allow the Poishe Yisrael to come in.
That's once a year.
Yeah. Why? We'll see why. Yeah? We allow the Poishe Yisrael to come and join in the Chelvano.
So again, the question was, in the Mizbeach, I think it was turned to the...
to beginning of Parshat Kisiso. What's the connection? Yeah? Okay, don't worry. Yeah? So now we have... So what's the idea? The idea is that you always open up. You always allow Poshe Yisrael into the Tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want Poshe Yisrael. I want, within the Keteri, things that smell nice. I want to make sure that within it something smells nice, something that doesn't smell nice also joins in as well. That's the idea. Yeah? In other words, you bring and place yourself into the Keteris. But Rabbi Isai, Zok the Torah, when do I make sure that I do the Keteris? How do I know that if I bring Poshe Yisrael into the Keteris, they're not going to spoil the whole Keteris? How do I know it's not going to affect the whole Keteris? How do I know by bringing myself and connecting myself with Rishon, Adam and Kamarasha? Says a Torah, you can only bring Keteris when in the foreground, when right is next to the Adlokas Aner. You can only bring the Keteres when you have Adlokas Aner, when you have the Menorah. What's Menorah? Menorah is Torah. Menorah presents Torah. You can only make sure that you can start doing Kiruv and allow people in when you make sure that you have in front of you clear Das Torah. No wishy-washy Hashkofas, no wishy-washy Kiruv Tshuvas. This is Torah, straight Torah. In other words, you can only bring in Chelvanot. You can only bring in Poshe Yisrael. You can only have a connection with outreach when you have clear Torah Musogim, clear Torah boundaries. And therefore, whenever you bought the Keteres, it had to be with a in the background of the lighting of the menorah, of having clear Das Torah. And that, Rabbi Isai, is exactly the limud which is showing us on a day-to-day basis. Whenever you bought the Keteres, whenever you had connection with Rishoyim, whenever you had connection with outreach, whenever you had connection with helping people bring them in, it always had to be with the menorah. And the Torah says, I'll give another example. Machzor Shekel. Machzor Shekel, when you're half and you connect yourself with another half, make sure it's done the Shekel HaKodesh. Make sure it's done in the same way that the Keteris is done. And that's the connection between the two parshas, Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Kisiso, even though it's completely out of context. Why do you bring Parshas Tetzaveh? The end of Parshas Tetzaveh, we talk about the Keteres, only that it should be an introduction to Parshas Kisiso, introduction to how you should make your Machzor Shekel and connect with somebody else. Okay? It's doubling it as an introduction, showing you somewhere else how to make this bind, how to make this connection. Now I'll tell you another mitzvah of outreach, of Machzor Shekel. In other words, you're giving you an introduction to Machzor Shekel by having Mizbeach HaKeteres. Tzach Marov, the Chayin Vachy used to say that we all know that the Luluf and Esrog and Das Marov is compared to different people. Yeah, the Rishoyim, the Beinim. He said, when what's the Tzaddik? The Tzaddik is the Esrog. Mashim Tovim, Torah, Mashim Tovim. When do you put them all together? When it's Tefillah, when it's Davening. You put the Luluf and Esrog all together when it's Davening. Then you put them all together, you shake them all together, they're all one big, all good friends. But later on, when you're not Davening, you come home and you buy your meal, what do? The Esther goes in his own case, and Lulav goes to the rest of it in itself. There's no connection. In other words, of course, outreach is important. Of course, it's crucial to open up, but on our terms. On the terms that we, Baruch Hashem, bring him into the base of Medrash, not that we go down to the pubs and go at their terms, because who knows, it's suicide. It's dangerous. Some people can do it, I don't know. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. But the idea is, it's got to be always in the foreground of emistic Torah HaShkofas. Uncompromised Torah HaShkofas. Bring them in. Bring them in and make sure you mean Machzor Shekel HaKodesh. That is the Koichat. That's the Koichas. That is the connection to the previous Parsha, and that's the connection to Machzor Shekel HaKodesh, and that's the whole reason why I have Machzor Shekel. So the first lesson of Parshas the Kisiso is the understanding of when you're doing outreach, when you're doing chesed, which is the biggest chesed in the world, make sure you're not affected by the external factors.
Well, yeah. What was the connection we said before with Kalayim and Chesed Shekel?
So the Kalayim.
Where's Kalayim?
The Mishnah says in Shkolim, the Be'echad Ba'adol Machrizin al Shkolim v'al Kalayim. It's the Mishnah. Now if you warn about whenever you give me Chesed Shekel, be careful about Kalayim. Okay? So this is all connected. That's the first step one of the parasha is partial understanding. That when you're doing chesed, be careful about external factors. Okay? Let's move to another level.
You did say that sometimes. People are successful, maybe he says that there. He says, successful, maybe not necessarily carrying people sort of in the Beit Midrash sort of.
I'm not saying, no, I'm not talking about, no, Chasha, I'm not talking about you have to bring them in. No, I'm making myself clear. It does not mean the only way to the Kiruv is to bring them in to the Meir or into the Beis Medrash. In Beis Medrash means bring them into your Torah. Bring them up into your Beis Medrash, into your head of Beis Medrash. Bring them into the Torah Hashkafa. You have to stoop down to their levels. And talk their language necessarily. You don't have to stoop down to their environment. Bring them up to your, in with the Sefer Torah. There's a Lacha Hilchos Sefer Torah. Hilchos Sefer Torah. Yes.
Shabbos made by you is certainly from the Mice and Shul, and then lower the Sefer.
Exactly. Exactly. With the Sefer Torah, when you have a little child, the halacha is you must not put down the Sefer Torah to the child. You bring the child up to the Sefer Torah.
Uh-huh.
That is a hashkafa you've got to have. You don't lower the Sefer Torah down to the child. The child's got to strive up to the Sefer Torah. That is what we're supposed to be living to.
To kiss it, you mean?
To kiss it, yeah. You don't bring it down, you don't lower it down, you don't lower it. You have to pick it right up. You don't lower it, you don't put it down. No, that Torah don't lower it in order to kiss. You want to kiss it, you strive up to kiss it. That is the idea. Bringing a person into the Beis Medrash, that's what I'm talking about. Bring him up.
You want to make the man wanting to
make Torah attractive, but talk about Torah. You know, obviously there's ways of doing it, and there's concepts of not necessarily bringing him a Baruch Be'er the first time you ever meet him. But the idea is that we don't have to compromise our values and stoop down to levels of being like them in order to necessarily bring people who are Nebuchadnezzar secular culture up to Yiddishkeit. That is the idea. That is the idea. Love them, appreciate them, but bring them up to where you are. The second step is the danger of giving. Listen to this. I discussed this in the recent years, but this is a myridiga das Torah Musa. I want to give you, I got it clear this year. Imagine a person who is flying, a businessman, a wealthy businessman, he's flying from, let's say, England to Eretz Yisrael in a time the base of Migdosh give Machsa Shekel. So just imagine the scenario. Let's imagine this. Long before that, he gets his secretary to book him a ticket. He gets fetched in his limo, and he goes to the airport, not by train or by bus. He gets fetched in a limo, sitting at the back there with his champagne glass, with a little fizzy thing, with a nice armchair at the back of the car. Stretched limo, somebody comes out with a white glass, he opens the door, he steps outside, somebody carries his suitcases, brings them into the airport, he goes to the VIP check-in. Nobody's waiting there. He marched past all the people who are standing there, all looking at this rich man. Look at this rich man. Is that a rich man, Daddy? Yeah. And everyone. And he goes past, and he's marching past them all, and he obviously doesn't hear this comment. You know, he's far too busy. Yeah, he's just got his little flashing Bluetooth flashing, and he's talking. The other person put down the phone long ago. Yeah, sold for $500,000. Yeah, no, absolutely not. And he's walking past. Finally, comes to the check desk. He's got his first class ticket in Boston, a beautiful leather pouch, I don't know what. And then he goes to the VIP lounge, and he's got his case with a special early release sticker on it. Goes to the VIP lounge, and there he's sitting there, mamish eating all the fantastic stuff, fancy breakfast, doing his emails, and mamish with the single malt whiskey and his cigars, Cuban cigars. Ah, geschmack! You know, never has to wait around for half an hour. Anyway, he doesn't get his own calling. He goes up. First on the plane, he's ready. You sit there. Have you noticed that the business class people there long before the other people? Either could sit in the lounge. No, they want to see people's reaction of sitting there and everyone walking past them. Now that's a geschmack as well. It's better to sit on a plane, a humid plane, and watch people never passing you by to sit in cattle class. Yeah, but that's also a geschmack. It's more worthwhile than sitting there sipping single malt. It's also part. I don't understand it. Anyway, the kids are. You're sitting there. You've got your business class seats. You've got your mamish, your special blinkers on, and you've got all little things, the gadgets, and his big armchair there. And his people are walking past you, and they're schlepping their things. You have your coat hang up. Everything's going fantastic there. You've got a person standing next to you. Every half a minute, when you have a little sit, they fill your cup up a little bit more. Hey, mamish geschmack, unbelievable. Anyway, he comes off the plane, beautiful flight, mamish, he slept galore, fantastic. No, mamish, unbelievable, he comes off the plane, his case is released first. He's got somebody waiting for him. He goes at the base of Migdosh and he wants to give a nice donation. So the coin. Sorry. Getzel, how much is he supposed to be giving? Getzel standing there with his slimy hat, with a shiny suit. Getzel, how much is he supposed to be giving? Half a shekel. Mr. Eichmann, in Yiddish, Mr. Richman, whoever it may be, you know, absolutely no thing. Mr. Richman, half a shekel. Me, half a shekel, I give the same shekel as him? I'm supposed to give the same shekel, same amount of money as this Nebuch here? As this snorer? Yes. You must not give any more. Do you know what Shpiris Midas that is? Do you know what Shpiris Midas? He is a person who's been controlling the whole world. From his desk at work, he controls empires. Hundreds of millions of dollars are going through his hands. He can be in front of anyone. He can be anywhere he wants. He always is the rich man. He always is the one who stands out. And here, he's the same as every other schnorrer. Says the Torah, just like the schnorrer works so hard to make a half a shekel, the osher's got to work so hard to only give half a shekel. And if he gives any more, it's an issa. That is Shviris HaMidus. That is Shviris HaMidus. You may have the best matzahs. You may know this beautiful lulav. But you know what? When it comes to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're exactly the same as everyone else. You give half a shekel. No, nothing more, nothing less. No overpowering somebody else. Wealth is a weapon. Wealth is a weapon that is used so strongly against other people to push other people down. You have wealthy people, Baruch Hashem and Klal Yisrael, like the Gevirim, who helped yeshivas, who have no shaykhus with the Olam HaGashmi, who've used the lessons of Torah, used Machzor Shekel, to completely overpower the Yetzer Hara for the lust of money, and use it in the correct way. You see, Gevaldiga Tzimelech HaChomim, people who their whole life is dedicated to stock of Mice and Tovim. When I said Mr. Eichmann as Poshut, just example, Mr. Richman, I want to say Mr. Eichmann from Toronto, his family are people of serious Tzimelech HaChomim. His cheshkas ha-Torah, his willful, it's poshut a headache. It's poshut a headache. Money is poshut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. He can't throw it in a bin. You've got to use it in the correct way. It's a headache. But to overpower other people, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. So the lesson Machzor Shekel is just as an oni has got to skimp and save and have cheaper lunch and maybe miss out a sup in order to save his half a shekel, the same nature horror is for the wealthy man to break his ego and say, I'm going to get exactly the same as anyone else. I'm not going to get my special mention. And there's no gold page for me in the Machzor Shekel sheet. I give the same as anyone else. That is Shviris HaMidus. Now, what does it affect us? The answer is, Hazaz Chochma Musa, this is not a lesson for people that are only wealthy in money. This is a lesson for people who are wealthy in anything. If you're clever, don't flaunt it. If you're clever, if you're a great Talmud Chochem, if you're smart than another person, let the other person think, wow. You know, I really feel great. Great people give you that feeling. You get some people, you tell them about Torah, they'll tell you better about Torah. You tell them a joke, they say joke, yeah, I've heard it slightly differently, you say a joke differently. Let the person, you know about Torah, listen, wow, Gvaldik, what about Torah? Psh, unbelievable. Quiet, that's it. You're sitting by a table where the Tamid HaChachamim, and you're better than you, but you're even bigger Tamid HaChachamim. Quiet. Let them feel it. They're coming. Psh, what a gavaldi gavot! Wow, I used to give chabura with a few. I used to take turns to give chabura to Nathan Tzvi Finkel every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:45. Nathan Tzvi Nebuch used to go to a Gehenna listening to a chabura made by us in the mirror of 20-21 year olds from a gate of the chabura, from a gate of yeshiva. He used to listen to us for 45 minutes. Yeah, Nathan Tzvi Finkel, Nebuch. I'm probably his kaparas of anus. To do such a thing, yeah. What did I once gave a shekel to Torah? I looked very, very hard in it. I look back at it today. Oh, it's not bad. It's not bad. It certainly is not outstanding. Not bad. Hafleva fella, unbelievable. Psh. Ah, came out of there feeling I was 12 feet tall. Yeah, not like I think it's not the rise, not muchach. Of course. That's later. But to make a person feel big, that is real Ashiris. That is real Ashiris. Ashiris is to allow the other person to get his feeling of greatness, his feeling of feeling like, ah, I'm geschmack. That is, must not give more than a half a shekel. Don't try and flaunt it. Don't try and push your power over somebody else. That's another lesson. But there's a Moyadiga lesson as well. So the second lesson is the idea of the dangers of giving, overpowering somebody. The next danger that I feel that is something that a person who is involved in chesed, certainly gevirim, but even...
Directly related to the parsha or just
like? Directly related to the parsha, maksa shekel, you can't give...
Oh,
you can't give more than a half a shekel. The reason I can't give more than a half a shekel is poshut, to realize that don't overpower other people. You're exactly the same as anyone. Once in your lifetime, you're the same as everyone else. Another vod, another power that... Not another power, another challenge an osher has, or anyone involved in chesed, is a nebuch, a tremendous conflict of emunah. A person is involved in business, and he sees people, tzaddik, v'ra'loi, and rosh v'tovloi. You see business competition, you see people who man eat man, they're successful. Mom is successful. You get the people who are corrupt, driving around in the big cars. And a person works the whole day, and you go to the offices and you see the corruption, the lies, the cheating, the sheker, the gaiver, and these people living a good talk. They've got their house here, and they've got their house there, and they've got their helicopters, and then Nebuch, you open your house up for 2-3 hours a week, and it's coming in. Sadiqim, broken people. Nebuch, his wife's not well, and Nebuch, his daughter's not well, and he hasn't got panosa, and this, and that, and sorrows. And you think, what happened? What's going on here? What's wrong with you? What is wrong? What's going on in Shemayim here? What's going on? And people see on a day-to-day basis, it's very worrying. It can mamish lose their money. The Bar Yosef said, you know where this half a shekel went to? It went to the Adonim. The Adonim were the foundations. Were the foundations of the Mishkan. What's the foundation of the Mishkan? The foundations of the Jew is Tzadik the Menosa Yechia. The foundation of the Yiddishkeit is a munah of something, of building something from the bottom. That's the whole foundation, the brackets that hold up the Kroshim. That's the foundation. The foundations of Machzor Shekel was emunah. And what's emunah? Emunah appreciation. That however great you may be, however wealthy, however poor you may be, you always mechuyav to have the same emunah. You can have beautiful matzahs, you can have a nice lulav if you're wealthy. But if you're poor, exactly the same. Hadala yamit, ha'oshla yabeh, hadala yamit. You've got to have the same amount of emunah. You've got to have exactly the same. But how do you do it? How do you do it? How does an oshir and an oni have the same amount of emunah? How do you have the same money going to the crush and the foundations? How do you have the same energy going to all the foundations of Amunah? How do you create such a basis? Says the Torah, you know how? Beautiful vod. Says the Torah, only give half a shekel. What's half a shekel? You know what half a shekel is? You know nothing. You don't know the other half of the story. You know nothing. How does Amunah? Because you don't know what's going on. Is this person really a tzaddik? Is that person really a rasha? Do you know what Gilgul he's in? Are you aware what this person is really doing behind the scenes? He's a tzaddik mister. This person who looks like a tzaddik is not such a tzaddik. Do you know which Gilgul he is? This is a kapara for the last Gilgul. Who knows? Only the half a picture. You come to shul, sometimes you come to shul, but one time you ever come to shul, and it's not fair. You have Choshev Yidden sitting there, and this fellow gets shlishi. And that person gets shishi. And that person gets chamishi. I don't understand it. He goes up to the gab, it's not fair. What about him? Listen to the man with the Choshev Yidden, don't give him an aliyah. I came to Leah last week. Yeah, come and ask me Shilas. Yeah, what about him? Him? He's a Levi. I can't give him a Shlishi. Yeah? So why do you give the Levi? Because it's in the outside. So why are you asking questions? If he looked more, you wouldn't have any kashas. Wouldn't have any kashas. So that's what we say. For a person, for a kavir to have a munah, for Oni to have a munah, to realize what's going on, you realize it's machzis hashekel. However much you're giving, you only have half. You don't have the full picture. And by having that is another way of coming closer to Ribbono Shel Olam, of appreciating that the Maaseh, ever much we know nothing. So the first step, I've got another couple of steps, but the first step is a step is appreciating, number one, the challenges of doing chesed, challenges of outreach, how it can affect you, and how you always got to make sure you connect it directly with Shekel HaKadosh, make sure you always come with Shekel HaKadosh. And the second level is appreciation that there's challenges within internal challenges, using your chesed and to give to other people as a weapon, as a tool to control them. How dangerous that has to be, dafka masa shekel. And also, problems of amun and betochen. That's also realize only masa shekel, you know nothing. All you're giving is only half, you know nothing. So I'm going to finish off with one vort over here. Is the Balaturin, so the Moed Gazak, the Balaturin says, after this parsha of the continuation, after this parsha of Masa Shekel, you go to a completely new parsha which seems totally redundant. Vidavash, not redundant, but totally disconnected. Vidavash el Moshlema, Besisa Kirin Achoshes. The Balaturim. Besisa Kirin Achoshes, make it Kirin Achoshes. Asks the Balaturim, what are we connecting here? What's the parsha connecting over here? Besisa Kirin Achoshes. Says the Balaturim, Somach Kiyoir, the parsha Shekolim. We connect the Kiyoir to parsha Shekolim. Lema, Shag Shomim Netzorim Vishvul Poskei Tzedakah V'Einam Noisnim. That Shkolim, that Shomim, rain, is stopped. In other words, there's a shortage of rain because of those people who put money away for Tzedakah and they don't give it. So what's that because of the Kiyoir? Kiyoir is water, right? So what's the connection? So the Balaam also asks a very, very strong law. What's worse? A person makes an appeal in shul. Makes an appeal, there's a chosh of a family, and a father's done with chochem, and a wife passed away, and they've got medical fees, and the daughter's getting married, and they've got another 9 children, and one's and a person really moved. Yeah, so he thinks in his mind, yep, Mr. Shem Moshe Shabbos, I'm going to give $250 to this family. And you get one person, oh, one of those again, oh, come on. So who's worse? Who's worse? Who's worse? In your eyes, who's worse? Yoni, who's worse?
I don't even want
to answer. Commit yourself. Who's worse?
According to me, the one who says he wants to give and doesn't give.
Why?
Because you make him...
No one wants to give and doesn't give. He sets money aside, but the maestro doesn't give it. He wants to give it.
That's
much worse. Why? Why?
Because you... when I'm explaining it to you,
He hasn't given it to him yet. Yeah. He thought in his mind to give it.
Yeah,
exactly. What's the thought? If a person's made out of stone, you can't have tinyus on a stone. No, because it's a stone. But when a person isn't a stone, and it has affected him, and he has been moved, then not to follow it through, that is achzorius. That is cruelty. To allow your passion to fall just because, you know, time has made you lose the inspiration, that is achzoris. That is cruelty. And therefore it's worse. You can't compare yourself. It's worse sometimes to have the inspiration and not follow it through than not to have inspiration at all. You're not inspiration at all. You're a person who made out of stone, what can you do? If you have inspiration, don't follow it through, that is terrible. And that's what they say with Shekel HaKodesh, Hashem showed them a shekel shol eish. Moshe Rabbeinu, a chatu shekel of eish. What's eish? Why eish? Says the Moshe Sternbuch. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, Boinshen, only half a shekel. So Boinshen said, no. It's not a half a shekel. It's a shekel shall ish. It's a fire that I want. The fire of how you're giving, that is what's important to me. The fact that what you give is not important. It's an ish. It's a love. It's a fire. The passion to reach out. The passion of giving, being rachamim. That is what I want. That's a shekel shall ish. That is a shekel of fire. That is what Boinshen wants. And therefore, again, this parasha teaches us, there's many, much, much more. The parasha teaches us limudim of how to do outreach, of how to open up our hearts to accept other people in, how chas v'shalom not to be affected, to remember to also have the menorah in the foreground, to appreciate that the chelvano is a very important mess. All's got to be with the menorah. It's got to be the idea of machta shekel b'shekel akodesh. Not being, once you are doing it, not getting the internal challenges of kriyche v'yitzim yodi, of using it as to overpower other people, not allowing it the challenges as well. The other limud of emunah, of ganging up against Rabbeinu Shalom and Chas V'Shalom, and the following through the commitment, making through till the end, making sure it's a matzbeir shel eish.